Page 48, measure number 24-420, City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. City of Salem Public Safety General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question. Shall City issue up to $61,800,000 in general obligation bonds for a new public safety facility and other capital costs? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. If approved, this measure would finance a new public safety facility and other capital costs, including acquisition of a site located generally at the 700 block of Commercial Street Northeast for a public safety facility, site preparation and construction, adjacent street improvements and furnishing and equipment of a public safety facility. Any funds remaining would be used to fund improvements to the Salem Civic Center, including renovations to the spaces vacated by the police upon its move to the new public safety facility and other improvements. Bonds may be issued in one or more series, and each series would mature in 31 years or less from the issuance date. It is estimated that the fiscal year 2018-2019 proposed tax would result in a rate of 26 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated property tax for the bonds would be $52 per year or $4.33 per month. Explanatory statement. The City of Salem is proposing a new public safety facility for the Salem Police Department through the issuance of general obligation bonds to be approved by City of Salem voters project. The estimated cost of the project is $61.8 million. If the bond measure is approved by the voters, the project would be constructed on a vacant site to be acquired by the city, located generally at the 700 block of Commercial Street Southeast near downtown Salem. The project would provide a central location for public safety administration, officers, and staff. The facility would contain a community meeting space and be designed to meet space and programming needs for approximately 30 years. The project would consolidate police programming in a central location, will be constructed to current building code and seismic standards. The facility is estimated to cost $61,800,000 and would be funded by general obligation bonds approved by Salem voters. Any funds remaining after payment for development of the project and related bond costs would be used to fund improvements to the Salem Civic Center campus, including renovations to the spaces vacated by the police department upon its move to the new facility. It is estimated that the fiscal year 2018-2019 city tax rate for the bonds would be 26 cents per $1,000 of assessed value if the bond measure is approved by voters. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated property tax for the bonds for fiscal year 2018-2019 would be $52 per year or $4.33 per month, submitted by Ruth Ann Stellmacher, City Recorder, City of Salem. Page 49, an argument in favor of 24-420. Vote yes on measure 24-420. As a member of the Mayor's Blue Ribbon Task Force of the Salem Police Facility, I'm well aware of the limitations of a facility built in 1972 when our population was half of what it is today. I have lived in Salem for nearly 30 years and have seen our city grow dramatically. With our population at 155,000 and growing, our police force at 190 officers, in offices built for less than half that number, it is time to improve their facility. We toured the beautiful new Kaiser Police Station housing 37 officers in a 28,000-square-foot building. Salem's 190 officers and 65 civilian staff are crammed into a smaller 26,000-square-foot. Salem Police currently operate in cramped quarters on the bottom floor of the Vern Miller Civic Center. Engineers fear that a civic center could topple during a significant earthquake. The Salem Police Force is the first line of defense in the aftermath of a large earthquake, and we need them, their equipment, and their communications capability to survive. The facility proposed in Measure 24-420 will withstand a natural disaster and allow our police to protect us and our city. Please vote yes on Measure 24-420 for a new police facility. Our police officers put their lives and personal safety at risk to protect us and our city. It's critical that we support our officers and public safety staff by providing them the working environment they need to do their jobs effectively. I heartily support the building of a new Salem police facility. John Latimer, member, Blue Ribbon Task Force on the Salem Police Facility. This information furnished by John Latimer. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 49, another argument in favor. Friends of Salem Police supports a new public safety center. Last November, we, Salem voters, let down Salem Police by turning aside a modern police headquarters the city had proposed to replace a relic of a facility in City Hall that is plagued with serious deficiencies and risks to safety. We agreed to co-chair an effort to inform and excite the community about a second effort at passing a measure for a police station. The reason is simple. In an era of cybercrime, domestic terrorism, school shootings, and random mayhem across America, an investment in law enforcement for Oregon's state capital should not be optional. It falls into the realm of must-do, as would be the case for any seat of government in the Cascadia subduction zone. Voters last November objected to the cost and size of the initial project. There were serious discussions about why the measure lost. Supporters like us were forced to ask why we didn't respond with facts, expertise, and a missing rationale for the cost and scope of the project. Now we have been blessed with a do-over, and people of good faith who love the city are now on this mission. With your support, we are all going to stand tall for our great police chief, Jerry Moore, and build a new home for law enforcement that will be equal of its leadership. The compromise calling for a new public safety building means taxpayers will invest $61.8 million. If approved, property tax for the bonds on a home assessed at $200,000 will be $52 per year or $4.33 per month. Policing has evolved rapidly since the Civic Center campus was erected in 1972. Reality has changed for our women and men in blue, but their workspace has been held captive in the 1970s. Please support Measure 24-420, and let's usher Salem Police into the 21st Century Police Headquarters. Jerry Frank, co-chair, Janet Taylor, co-chair, Friends of Salem Police. This information furnished by Janet Taylor, Friends of Salem Police. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 50, another argument in favor. Wife and mother of Salem Police personnel, please support 24-420. My husband and son are both members of the Salem Police Department in varying roles in the organization. Regardless of their roles, I worry daily about what each of them may encounter. Although my son has been in law enforcement for much less time than my husband, I have recognized the common bond and motivation for each of them. They have both dedicated their careers and lives to promoting public safety, regardless of the community they represent. This level of dedication is not unique to my husband and son, but it is a common thread for all of the members of law enforcement I have come to know. I know firsthand the level of compassion and commitment of our police officers. They are often asked to perform duties no other agencies are willing to perform, and often do it at their own expense and safety. The current police station was built in 1972 when Salem had a smaller police force with fewer needs and demands from our community. By 1981, there was already a need identified by our city leaders to expand the facility. We can support a measure that will allow us to plan for 30 to 40 years of continued and predictable growth. We owe it to our community to use city resources responsibly, and we can do this by passing Measure 24-420. In the event of a major catastrophe, it is our police professionals who will be called upon to maintain stability and safety in our community. It is of the utmost importance that we have a police facility able to withstand an event and remain fully functional for our officers to report to and work from. In turn, the new public safety center will become the epicenter of community safety and stability for the city of Salem. Please join me in voting yes on Measure 24-420. Shannon McNabb Burke. This information furnished by Shannon McNabb Burke. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 50, another argument in favor of 24-420. Crime victims will appreciate your yes vote on measure 24-420. Salem needs a new public safety center for a lot of reasons, but for me, it's mostly about the protections it will provide for crime victims like me. Yes, I was a victim, and I cannot imagine the fear and degradation of a woman would feel if she happened to face her attacker after his arrest. But that is exactly what can happen in the current police station. It's so small and cramped in there with limited interview rooms that a victim and assailant can literally pass each other in the hallway. It's unimaginable, I know, but we have to have a police headquarters that protects crime victims in our community by separating them from their attackers. That is why I'm 100% behind the proposed new police center, and I hope voters will vote yes on measure 24-420. 6 years ago, I was walking in Riverfront Park when a man grabbed me from behind and dragged me down an embankment, holding me at knife point. I screamed, and three young men heard me and came to my aid. They pulled my attacker off me, and somebody called 911. Salem police arrived within minutes, and they arrested the man. He told the police that he had been intent on rape and murder. I was very fortunate that my three heroes were close and heard my cries, and I am grateful for the quick response from Salem police. We have a tremendous police force here, and they don't deserve to continue to operate out of their police station any longer than it takes to build the new one. I formed a nonprofit, The Crosswalk, to raise money to support the Marion County Victim Assistance Program. You too can support crime victims by seeing to it that they are safe and protected in the new police center. Vote yes on measure 24-420, Mary Lucas. This information furnished by Mary Lucas. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct spelling, errors, or grammar. Page 51, continuing with arguments in favor. As president of the Salem Police Employees Union, I represent 155 police officers, crime lab technicians, and community service officers. I am asking for your support of our organization by voting yes on ballot measure 24-420, which would provide funds for a new police facility. Having been a Salem police officer for nearly 30 years, I have seen our community and department grow substantially. Unfortunately, the members of the Salem Police Department are working in a facility which has long outlived its usefulness and has been at capacity since 1981. As technology has advanced and Salem has grown, so has the need for a more technically capable, larger, and more easily accessible facility. Specifically designed interview rooms for victims and suspects, evidence storage and forensic labs that meet state law have been created and adapted throughout the years to the point of no longer being able to expand. Locker and restroom facilities have been piecemealed throughout the station and are in multiple locations without room for growth. The citizens of Salem expect and deserve a high-quality, well-trained, and technically advanced police force capable of providing superior police services. An integral component of any successful service provider, whether private business or public entity, is a functional facility from which to operate. Furthermore, the current police facility is not seismically safe, and an earthquake could render the police force in need of rescue instead of rescuing others. The importance of a fully functional police facility cannot be understated. The new public safety center will be built to a public safety standard, meaning it can be immediately occupied following an earthquake or other disaster. This facility is not only for the use of our current employees, but is being designed so our future generations of Salem police employees, 30 years from now, will have a facility from which to provide service to this community. Thank you for your support. Jeff Staples, SPEU President. This information furnished by Jeff Staples, Salem Police Employees Union. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continue on page 51, another argument in favor. Vote yes for a new police facility. We have been in business in Salem for over 50 years. Public safety is very important for the well-being of our community. It's also very important for us as a business entity and for our employees individually. We endorse the general obligation bond for a new police facility. The one the police are working out of now is not adequate for a city of our size. Our Salem Police Department has a reputation of excellence and is in need of a facility of which all residents of our community can be proud. Dick Withnell, David Withnell. This information furnished by Dick Withnell. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy of the statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 52. Here's another argument in favor. Over the last 150 years, the Salem Police Department has grown into a full-service, first-class police department, handling everything from murders to helping the homeless find housing. Unfortunately, our police facility has not grown with us. We have reached a point where our facility is holding us back from implementing the service that Salem needs and deserves. We are asking you to support us in a ballot measure, 24-420, not because we think we deserve a new public safety center, but because we need one to evolve and be even more effective and efficient in serving you. We want to be able to deploy to emergencies quicker by having our bomb and SWAT vehicles housed at the center, not scattered throughout the city. We want to better protect victims' privacy by providing them a safe, comforting, and private area where they can tell officers their story. We want to solve your crimes quicker by having the crime lab in the same building as the detectives who are working on your case. We want to get your belongings back to you quicker by storing them on-site instead of warehousing them somewhere else. We want to meet you in an inviting community room where we can come together to make Salem better and safer. We want you to know that this will be your public safety center, and the men and women who will work in it have only one goal, to make Salem safer for all of us. Trevin Upkus, President, Salem Police Association. This information furnished by Trevin Upkus, Salem Police Association. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 52, another argument in favor. Salem Police Foundation supports Measure 24-420. The Salem Police Foundation was formed in 2009 to promote community support for the Salem Police Department. We strongly urge Salem voters to approve Measure 24-420 that will provide an adequate facility for our officers and citizen staff. If you spend any time in the current police headquarters in the Salem Civic Center, you will come away with profound respect for the officers and civilians who operate under the cramped working conditions there. The Civic Center opened in 1972, and the police department outgrew its space by 1981. Now, 36 years later, the department is bursting at the seams, the roof leaks, and security is lacking. Because of this, crime victims are initially interviewed in the front lobby where everyone within earshot can hear what they endured. Suspects and victims sometimes encounter one another in the hallway during interviews due to a lack of proper space and separation. Officers must go off-site for training. Patrol cars are parked along with the public in a common parking structure without adequate separation for security. The crime lab is also off-site, 7 miles away from the Civic Center, which creates inefficiency. SWAT and bomb squad vehicles are not able to be stored on-site, creating longer response times. Officers and staff work in cramped, inefficient office spaces without adequate storage or training areas. Fortunately, we have an opportunity to fix this by building a new center that will meet critical seismic requirements so that our officers, our front line of defense in natural and man-made emergencies, are able to operate on behalf of the entire city of Salem. Every Salem citizen will benefit from a new police center that houses our essential police functions under one roof, thereby making crime prevention and crime solution more efficient. The foundation urges a yes vote on Measure 24-420. Salem Police Foundation Board. This information furnished by Dan Wellert, Salem Police Foundation. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 53, another argument in favor. Salem City Councilors unanimously support Measure 24-420. We enthusiastically support Measure 24-420 and encourage Salem voters to vote for its passage on May 16th. Last year's council supported a similar but 33% more costly measure in November 2016. When it was defeated, we listened to voters and city government responded. In cooperation with consulting architects, the Salem Police Department offered options for a new public safety center. Two work sessions were held on the options, and we heard testimony from several interested citizens. Among our considerations was whether to combine a new public safety center on a ballot measure with seismic upgrades to the public Salem Public Library. In February, we voted unanimously to refer both of these important issues to the voters, the proposed public safety center at $61.8 million in May, and the library upgrades next November. Passage of Measure 24-420 is critical to Salem because, number one, the new building will meet all seismic standards. This is important for both measures. With the new building, the police department will remain operational after a natural disaster, providing our community with the ongoing emergency response that will be necessary. Number two, we need a center with a key public safety functions in one building. This will make Salem's police operations more efficient, save taxpayers' money by not having to pay for leased space off-site, and meet our needs for the next 20 to 30 years. The new center will address the needs of staff and residents. The new facility will keep crime victims safely separated from accused criminals and keep officers and staff safe at work. For these reasons, the Salem City Council urges voters to support Measure 24-420. Councilor Kara Kaser, Councilor Brad Nanke, Councilor Steve McCold, Councilor Matt Osick, Councilor Sally Cook, Councilor Jim Lewis. This information furnished by Steve McCoy, Salem City Council. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 53, here's another argument in favor. Salem Mayor Chuck Bennett urges voters to say yes on Measure 24-420. Like many of you, I was disappointed when the November ballot measure to build a new police station failed. I was curious, and I found out from researchers that most people who voted no did so because they thought the cost, $82.1 million, was too high. The second most prevalent reason for voting no was that voters didn't know enough about the measure to vote yes. The police chief, city manager, city councilors, and I are so convinced that Salem needs a new public safety building that we have trimmed the building's design and cut more than $20 million from the original price tag. Don't get me wrong, the cuts were painful. No 911 center in the new building and reduced projected growth of police department staffing. We didn't want to make those cuts, but we had to in order that the measure could pass. We also pledged to provide multiple channels of information about the bond measure to ensure complete transparency. With video posts, newsletters, press releases, social media, talk shows, and speaking engagements, we plan to bombard the community with what you need to know about the measure so you can make an informed decision. We have listened to the voters by trimming the cost of the building and planning a strong information campaign. Now it's up to you. If you agree with me that the current police headquarters is cramped and inefficient, Salem needs a police center that is operational even after an earthquake, crime victims ought to have privacy and protection from their alleged criminals, and we should build now rather than later when interest rates and construction costs will be higher, then please join me in voting yes for Salem Police and yes for Measure 24-420. Thank you, Chuck Bennett, Mayor. This information furnished by Chuck Bennett. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 54, here's another argument in favor. The Oregon Anti-Crime Alliance asks you to vote yes on Measure 24-420 to provide better public safety for Salem's families and neighborhoods. Anytime taxpayers are asked to spend money on a public facility, they should expect a clear statement as to the purpose of the facility. In this case, the purpose is very clear. Provide a modern facility so that our police officers can be more efficient and effective in doing their job to protect the law-abiding public and bring lawbreakers to justice. Here are some key benefits of this new facility. Provide an earthquake-resistant facility for police to operate after a natural disaster. Provide better security for officers and the public entering and using the facility. Provide a centralized office for all police functions so various units can work together, increasing efficiency. Improve privacy for crime victims and case witnesses so they do not have to be close to each other in cramped quarters. Provide better communication systems in a modern facility. With increased space, provide our police officers with room to get the job done with specialized improved offices for interviews, lab testing, storage of evidence, and more. We have a fine police force with well-trained officers. We need to equip them with a headquarters facility which will permit them to do their jobs and protect us to the best of their capability. That is why the Oregon Anti-Crime Alliance asks you to vote yes. This information furnished by Kevin Mannix, Oregon Anti-Crime Alliance. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 54, another argument in favor, the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce asks you to please vote yes on this important ballot measure for our community. We are privileged to be served and protected by the professional and effective men and women in our Salem Police Department, starting with our police chief. Their compassionate work, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, provides this community the ability to live, work, play, and shop. They are constantly on the job, striving to protect victims from perpetrators, responding to calls for domestic violence, preventing crime, protecting our school children, arresting offenders, and helping those with mental illness or drug addictions to get the help they need. But they are working in squalid conditions, the city hall's basement. But there comes that time when it gets so crowded, so inefficient and impossible to process crimes. Private businesses, manufacturing, retail department stores, and other law enforcement agencies make the investments when the old facility just can't be updated or used anymore. We need to do the same now. This new public safety center will place our first responders in a seismically safe building, and it will include up-to-date operations for better process criminal investigations, crime lab, fingerprint equipment, evidence storage, and to better protect victims and police officers from offenders with separate interview and holding areas and separated parking. We've worked hard to lower the cost and find efficiencies in design in the proposed facilities by reducing the size and cost by over $20 million. Salem has other needs, but none as critical as our public safety. This proposed public safety center will serve our needs for many years to come and will help us to lower crime at an affordable cost for the average homeowner. For under $4 per month, the cost of a latte. Your support for this bond measure will protect our community and keep us safe today and in the future. Please vote yes on Measure 24-420. This information furnished by Dan Clem, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 55. Beginning arguments in opposition to 24-420. Four good reasons to vote no on the public safety bond. We urge you to vote no on Measure 24-420. Salem citizens rejected an overpriced $82 million police facility bond measure last November. This second try, $62 million plan, also deserves a no. Number one, the cost is still too high. Excluding land, the $490 dollar development cost per square foot is 26% more than the $389 per square foot a Beaverton police facility is costing, even though Salem's median family income is 13% less than Beaverton's. So, city officials are asking taxpayers for extra money that people can't afford. Number two, earthquake preparedness still is being ignored. Once again, an overly expensive police facility plan has squeezed out funds by making critical life-saving seismic upgrades to the library and City Hall. Several citizen groups urge that these be part of a second try public safety bond, but their pleadings to save lives at City Hall and the library when, not if, the Big One Cascadia subduction zone earthquake hits weren't listened to by city officials. Number three, Salem has many other needs. Wasting millions of dollars on an overpriced police facility means this money can't be used to meet other needs. Affordable housing, safe bike lanes, downtown vitalization, better parks, etc. Number four, lack of public involvement. Amazingly, those who led the successful fight against last November's $82 million police facility bond measure weren't invited to be part of the planning for a second try bond. So, community concerns about high costs and lack of earthquake preparedness weren't adequately addressed in this new bond measure. What we got was more top-down planning behind closed doors. Not good. After voters reject this second-try bond measure, city officials will have gotten the message. work openly and collaboratively with citizens on a better police facility plan than almost everyone in Salem will support. For more information, go to www.salemcandobetter.com. Brian Hines and Salem Can Do Better. This information furnished by Brian Hines, Salem Can Do Better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Continuing on page 55, another argument in opposition. Save lives by voting no on the public safety bond. Salem City Hall and Library will collapse in the next devastating Cascadia subduction zone earthquake, the big one. People inside the buildings will die if nothing is done. I'm urging a no vote on the second try $62 million police facility bond because, like the $82 million bond rejected by voters last November, it still doesn't include funds to make the library and city hall earthquake safe, which engineering studies have shown are dangerously deficient. In 2014, the city of Salem planned to build a new police facility and seismically strengthen the Civic Center buildings. In 2017, several citizens groups urged city officials to do the same thing, put a public safety bond before voters to build a new police facility and seismically retrofit at least the library and ideally City Hall also. But this pleading was ignored. Instead, it was proposed that a library seismic bond could be voted on in November 2017 unless the city council changes its mind. It's senseless for city officials to want to move police department staff out of the Civic Center because it will collapse in an earthquake while leaving visitors and other employees unprotected. These officials have said that if the police department moves to a new seismically sound building, other City of Salem employees will move into the same dangerous space in City Hall that will be crushed under rubble when the next big one earthquake hits Oregon. This is outrageous. If it is important to save the lives of police staff, it is equally important to save the lives of everybody at the Civic Center, including children at story time. Vote no on Measure 24-420. After it fails, citizens can demand a return to the City of Salem's original plan, a public safety bond that pays for a new police facility and making the Civic Center earthquake safe. Brian Hines and Salem Can Do Better. This information furnished by Brian Hines, Salem Can Do Better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 56, here's another argument in opposition to 24-420. Vote no. Police versus library is a false choice. When I spoke against the first police facility bond measure, I'd say, if it is important to save the lives of police department staff when the big one earthquake hits by moving them out of City Hall into a seismically sound building, it is equally important to save the lives of everybody who works at or visits City Hall and the library. This argument resonated with voters. Such was confirmed by an online poll that was recently conducted by Salem Can Do Better. Two-thirds of 394 respondents, 66%, favored a Plan B for the police facility that included money for seismic upgrades to both the library and City Hall, 52%, or just to the library, 14%. Indeed, until 2015, city officials planned to ask for money to seismically upgrade the Civic Center buildings in the same bond measure that would pay for a new police facility. This still makes the most sense. I and others showed city officials how it would be easy to reduce unnecessary costs in the Second Try Police facility, budgeted by $9 million, freeing up money to pay for library seismic upgrades. Since this was rejected, I'm opposing the $62 million standalone police facility plan because it is so important to ensure that the library is earthquake safe. If it isn't good enough for the city council to say they'll put a bond for library improvements on the November ballot, this bond likely will compete with other expensive bond measures, and it sends the message that the lives of people who work at and visit the library aren't as important to save as the lives of police department employees. Vote no on Measure 24-420, force city officials to stop making library versus police a false choice. A unified third try bond will bring our community together. For more information, go to www.salemcandobetter.com. Brian Hines and Salem Can Do Better. This information furnished by Brian Hines, Salem can do better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 56, another argument in opposition, vote no on measure 24-420. No decrease in square foot cost. The city of Salem reduced the price of the new police facility by removing the 911 center and assuming a slower increase in the number of future officers. However, the 115,000-square-foot facility now proposed still costs $537 per square foot, only slightly less than the previous $555 per square foot. Other police facilities in Oregon have been built for under $400 per square foot. Also, the new bond, like the old one, fails to include seismic remediation for our library or city hall. In Seattle, citizens are asking the city to invest some of the police station bond funds to reduce crime rather than continually building larger and more complicated police stations, adding police officers and equipment. It makes sense to reduce crime and homelessness. What has the city of Salem done to decrease crime and homelessness? City officials want a larger police station and more police. Yes, the police department needs a bigger facility, but one larger than our entire city hall? One Salem councilor wants a new city hall because city officials haven't maintained our current 90,000-square-foot building. Why should we reward their irresponsible behavior with a new building? Why can't the city maintain the buildings we already have given them? The city is proposing this behemoth police facility based on the past, not the future. Self-driving cars are in our future. You will tell your car to take you to work, then tell it to go home and park itself in your garage. You can program it to pick up the kids at school and to pick you up at work. These cars will obey speed limits and laws, so Salem will need far fewer patrol officers, cars, and equipment in the future. Please consider voting no. Salem can do better than measure 24-420. Lower the square foot price and reduce crime, homelessness first. Carol Smith. This information furnished by Carol Smith, Salem Can Do Better. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 57, a final argument in opposition. A valuable Salem Civic Center is dilapidating and dangerous. The city of Salem has deferred maintenance in the $20 million range. Some continues to cause further dilapidation of assets. The valuable civic center and parking structure have leaked for 45 years. No effort has been made to fix or mitigate the visible damage of rusting rebar, structure sags, and large chunks of spalling concrete. We have inherited a dangerous public building with no signage to warn the employees or public. The city has now received two structural engineering studies with competent contractor budget review. It is clear that seismic upgrades and correction of the original water membrane for the civic center and library structures may still be affordably fixed. There is a significant difference when comparing this long-term phenomena of public officials ignoring serious safety issues to the courthouse square. Both illustrate flaws from their original designs. However, when I was technical advisor for the square's remediation, the city engineer noted the terminal was stable, yet it was vacated. The city buildings are undergoing accelerated dilapidation and have not been vacated. The fact of worsening structural conditions, which are becoming increasingly expensive to repair, have been ignored, is appalling. This can of negligence cannot be kicked any further down the road. Since 28,000 square feet will become available when the police move, now is the time for prudent and fiscally responsible action. That open space will be conducive to relocate personnel while the seismic upgrades and overdue repairs of the structural damage are commenced. Using upgrades and the new Salem State Police facility as a basic example, a bond in the range of $65 million will accomplish both the Civic Center and library and a prudent police facility under 115,000 square feet. To vote for the expensive police bond without including the safety of the Civic Center would be unconscionable. The bond, as proposed, is not sustainable, socially and physically irresponsible, and perhaps culminate with negligent homicide. This information furnished by Gene Pfeiffer. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here on page 57 is a reminder about the Marion County Health Department 24-hour curb drop site, open April 26th, closing at 8 p.m. Election Day, May 16th. This 24-hour curbside drop site is at the Marion County Health Building, 3180 Center Street Northeast in Salem, open 24 hours. Also, remember to sign your return envelope.